Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Thanks for tuning in to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're not here this week. We have a best of, so stay tuned.
What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's a bit chilly. A little bit different than last week, right? Last week we were talking about how it was going to be warm. Now we're going to go back to some of that cold temperatures. So we are getting back to, I mean, I guess we'll call it normal, but what's normal anymore? Anyways, but that's for a different day, different show. But we're going to have some more seasonable weather this week. It's going to be colder again. Start to feel winter again. So it's about to show us what it's made of again. So that's okay. Our plants need it. Our plants will enjoy it. Our plants need to feel this cold weather in order to be close to getting ready for spring. I know it sounds a little odd, but the fact of the matter is our plants need the cold weather in order to have that feel of winter and to slow it down so it's not opening up, not getting ready, because I'm noticing, and I'm sure you are as well, there are buds on trees starting to form. Obviously, last week we started talking about some of the different bulbs that were popping up, right? But the thing that makes me nervous is this time of year when buds like that start to open up on trees, start to open up on shrubs, because you can't really slow those down on the buds, right? There's not much we can do. You know, it's one thing for a bulb where it's just popping through, where you could kind of cover it up and keep it the same temperature, try to keep drop the temperature, keep it going, right? It's another thing where it's a tree. There's not much you can do there. And so these are the things that make me nervous. You know, having some issues with leaf drop early, or leaves not forming. Flowers are not going to form on certain things. When I was in the office the other day, I heard somebody talking about there's a farm on the northern part of Massachusetts, a peach farm, that basically has said they've lost all their peaches for this year due to the weather that warmed up, right? And then the plants started to wake up, and then we got hit by that real cold weather, and it really affected the blossoms for this upcoming year. So, you know, there's already some damage going on out there that is noticeable. But that doesn't mean that's it. We're going to start to see some more at some point once the garden starts to really wake up. We're in the early stages and we're seeing those things, but it's just not yet. We need need this the cold weather, but we needed our plants to not have buds forming at this point. So let's hope it was just it's just minimal, and we can build from there. It's just makes me a little nervous for our trees this upcoming season. So just keep it in mind. You know, we've discussed a lot already about, you know, this is probably going to be a year you're going to need to make sure that you fertilize your plants and make sure you take care of them this spring so that we can make sure that they are thriving throughout the season, because that's our way of being able to help. You know, they can get so much food, right, from the ground that's there. We need to help and add some to it. So, you know, just keep this in mind this year. This is one of the more important years of taking care of our plants because of the fact that they're already going to be weak from the weather we've been having all season. So just keep it in mind. It's not, it's not easy to just say, all right, this is what we're going to do. But we need to keep that thought process going early this spring. You know, as soon as the ground thaws, some of your established trees and shrubs might need a little bit more, right? I'm not talking your 70, 80 foot oak maple trees. You know, those, they're gonna pull from whatever you put down anyways, because they are the canopy type trees. They kind of tend to take away from some of the things that we put into the ground naturally. I'm talking more of your, you know, the rhododendron you haven't fed in a number of years because it's, you know, 10 feet tall, 4 feet wide, etc., like 8 feet wide, and it hasn't needed it, right? This might be a year that you're going to need to do something for those plants to continue to allow them to do their thing for the season. Because I'm telling you, this weather, this up and down, is really going to do some damage to the plants. So, you know, hopefully I'm wrong, right? I really hope I'm wrong. We all like to be right, right? But this is one of those things where I hope I'm wrong, where it's not going to be as much damage like this. But just knowing what's happened in the past when it comes to weather like this, I'm afraid I might be right. So, you know, just keep it in mind this year. You know, I know when it comes to making some decisions, especially where, you know, times are tough when it comes to money and things are just super expensive. You might just be like, yeah, well, you know, it's a tree. Well, it is a tree, but it's something that really adds to not only the value of your home, but the value of your life, right? Trees and shrubs are so important to that feel on the outside when we walk out. Makes you feel more comfortable, makes you, you know, obviously breathe. These are all those things, but the fact of the matter is the trees and shrubs and all those out there are so important to our life cycle. Just, we need to do something to make sure they're taken care of this year. So just keep it in mind as the season kind of gets started. We're almost there, but as the season gets started, we want to make sure our plants are taken care of. So, you know, I'll step down from my soapbox here. It's just one of those things where it makes me nervous when we look at what's going to happen with our plants this year. Now, if you have some questions, you can obviously call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started. We have plenty of time with your questions, so feel free to call us when you're ready this morning. I know it's nice and early, getting ready for the day, but you know, we're going to be here to answer those questions throughout the day. As time permits, right? So definitely call us with some questions here. But, you know, we're cold week ahead, like I said. A cold week is going to slow down some of the start of some of our plants. So hopefully it doesn't do that damage that we've, you know, already started to discuss. Makes me, you know, like I said, just makes me nervous when it comes to our plants going forward. Now, the other thing we can be, you know, thinking about, even though it's cold, getting cold outside, is starting to really get ready for our seedlings, right? Planting some of those inside, getting those ready inside. If you have an area that allows you to do it, we're really at that time frame. We're just about there, right? The next few weeks, this week, you know, depending upon what you're looking at doing, can really get started. So hopefully you've been looking into it, looking at some of the websites, looking at different spots, you know, going to your local garden center to see what they have for seeds this year and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. And get that kind of planned out, right? Because that's the way to do it. Anyways, if you have questions, call us. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gardeners, we're not here this week to answer the gardening questions, but we'll be back next week to help you out with everything as always.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, obviously, we always talk about the weather because it affects everything we do with the garden. But it's crazy what we've been seeing lately. I am, you know, lived in New England all my life, and it's insane what's going on with ups and downs here. But we figure it out, we get ready for spring in different ways, and we just keep moving on. Now, you know, I always look for different topics to discuss, you know, during the show to try and give you guys some ideas of what to do and when to do and how to do those types of things. And you know, this week's no different. I was looking at, you know, how and when to fertilize hydrangeas because, you know, I've been asked at my work, Mahoney's Garden Center, to discuss in about a month with some of the employees different things to be doing to if a customer has some questions about, you know, some pretty basic things. You know, what do you use when you're planting? You know, do you use compost? Do you use, you know, biotone, those things? And one of the ideas that came to mind was a lot of people ask, you know, how do I get my hydrangeas blue? Or, you know, how do I get them to bloom more? And those types of things. So, you know, I already know a lot of this, but it's always good to do some research, see what other people say, and get some ideas, because obviously one person's thoughts isn't always enough. So, It's interesting to read up on some of these things and do some research other than, you know, just sitting there saying, oh, yep, I know. But it's good to read some of these things and then say, yep, that's exactly what I thought. So you kind of feel like you knew what you were talking about. So one of the things that, you know, I would love to discuss and do a little bit more in depth with is when and how to fertilize your hydrangeas. The when aspect of the fertilizer is coming up. We're, you know, a month away. We need spring to hit. We need the temperatures to warm up. We need the ground to thaw out. But it's one that I like to remind everyone to do because of the fact that if we're looking to push more growth, more flowers this spring, a super phosphate, a 0-18-0 or a 0-45-0 would be perfect to be doing first in the spring. Give it an extra boost of that phosphorus. Get it woken up or wake it up. Get it ready for spring and boost everything because that phosphorus number not only pushes new flowers when it comes time, but it will also create a stronger root system, bigger root system, so that when it does come time for it to flower, it can absorb some of the nutrients that are in the ground. So that superphosphate first thing in the spring is huge, in my opinion, when it comes to hydrangeas. But hydrangeas can be fertilized from there once a month in multiple ways. We look at using like a balanced fertilizer, a 10-10-10 during the season. But from there, how do we push more blooms? It's not a granular type when we're pushing more blooms as they start to bloom. It's that liquid fertilizer as soon as they start to form their flower buds. Once those flower buds are formed, the liquid fertilizer is more readily available than the granular, so it can go in a little bit stronger. So we'll discuss that a little bit more after the break. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstration removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Good morning, gardeners. Today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Pat is in Gardner, Mass.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you? Good morning. Good morning. Listen, I have a question I asked you last year. I have about 4 hydrangea bushes.
Okay.
3 in the front yard, 1 in the backyard. For the last 2 years, the bushes come in healthy, the leaves look healthy, but they don't produce any flowers.
Okay. Now, you haven't pruned them or done anything to them, right?
Well, in the fall, we prune them, you know.
Okay. What color hydrangeas are they? Are they the white ones?
They're blue.
Okay. Are they the old-style hydrangea, or are they like the endless summer variety?
I don't know that. I've had the bushes for about, 8 or 10 years.
Okay. So a lot of times with hydrangea, like a blue hydrangea, that type, they do not like to be pruned.
Okay. Well, I didn't prune go ahead.
They do not like to be pruned, like, early, or they want to be cut back after they flower. So it's not a terrible thing of what you've done. Like, it's not the end of the world. Because of the fact that usually the flower would bloom during the summer, and then in the fall you could cut it back. What I would be worried about is if you did it too late, cut it back too far, the plant could be just trying to reproduce each year, so it would depend on how far back you cut it. What I would suggest doing this year, is this spring early, once the ground starts to thaw, you can put a shovel into the ground deep enough. As I would look to be getting super phosphate. They come in different styles. You can get them in a 0.18.0 or a 0.44.0.
0.44.0. What's the other one?
0.18.0. They will either be called super phosphate or like triple phosphate. whatever it is, you're looking for the middle number for the fertilizer to be heavy, to be high, okay?
Okay.
What it does is this helps develop stronger root growth, but it also will help produce more flowers on a plant. Okay,
yep.
It'll push them to bloom more. So it's definitely something that will help first thing in the spring.
Right.
What that will do is that, you know, you might not see all of the flowers this season, but it will help long term of this. What could be happening is each season it just doesn't have enough energy to get there. It's rebuilding the plant each time. The other thing is, what are the conditions like? I know you said you have three in the front and one in the back, or opposite, but
right.
What are the conditions sun-wise for both of those?
Yeah, well, the three in the front are south-facing.
Okay.
And the one in the back, obviously, well, I guess it's south-facing, but it's blocked by the house, but...
So was the one in the back do a little bit better for you, have bigger type plant, or which one's better?
I have two huge ones in the front. They're the oldest.
Okay.
And they used to blow there on the side of the house all the time. And then I put the other one in the back probably about 3 years ago, and the one on the side probably about 4 years ago.
Okay.
But I was 0-4 with this one, so.
Yeah.
And I go around, some of my neighbors have some beautiful hydrangeas, you know.
Yep. So the two that you moved in the past few years, those might be just rejuvenating themselves, and you might actually start to see some blossoms. Usually the first three seasons, they're getting their roots developed, getting the plant into the soil, and getting redeveloped. So you might see them in season four for them of the plants. But but I think the triple phosphate is definitely going to help you this spring.
The two on the side, the two oldest ones, they're beautiful. I mean, the leaves are beautiful. They're big. But the last couple of years, no hydrangeas. So, all right, I'll go with that triple phosphate then.
Yeah, and the best way to do that is however wide the plant is, put it on the outside, so the width of the plant, like where you would consider the drip line, so as far out as the leaves go, you'd put it down there. I'd take a shovel, put it into the ground.
Inches in?
Well, so what you'd want to do is put your foot on it and kind of push down, but if you feel that there's like a heavy root there, that's when I would stop. But if you can get down like almost a shovel's length, that's where those feeder roots are going to be, and that's what we're trying to feed. So you try to get down there, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, and I'll try that, and have a great day, and I'll call you again, see if in the fall, see if this experiment works.
Let's hope so, Pat, and good luck. Have a great one.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You know, and... hydrangeas seem to be one of those ones, the fussiest of some of our plants, because you never know, should I prune it now, should I cut it back early, what should I do? And I have some endless summer hydrangeas at my house, and they just look like sticks for a while, and then I leave the sticks for as long as possible, and so a lot of the growth has started to form. I mean, we're talking even into the end of May. So cutting back some of the sticks, I personally just kind of let it go. I know some of you will clean them up, but you might not see as many flowers. Some of these plants will take a number of years to really develop and get into the ground. I know you go to your garden centers and they're all in bloom, right? You're like, I want that one. That's perfect. I have spots to put all these. This is where it's going to go. And then after a couple of years, they slow down a little bit. So they're looking for fertilizer. They're looking for food. If you're having blossom issue, obviously we look at the triple phosphate or the super phosphate. But a general all-purpose type fertilizer for our hydrangeas is the way we should be looking.
to go. If you're trying to just keep the upkeep of them, would be like a 10-10-10. So that's something to look at as well. I do have another call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Peter is in New Hampshire.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. I have a flowering crab that I put in, I think, 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it had all kinds of problems, and I finally figured out last year that it was a fungus issue. And I sprayed it, you know, as prescribed, with the, actually, two or three different products. I don't recall which ones now, but they were recommended. And, you know, I would see that it would have an effect on it, but we never got anywhere with it, you know. It had some blossoms early on, and I was just wondering whether I'd be better off to part company with it and get a different tree, or whether there was something that would be more successful.
Well, so my question for you is, did what type of fungus was it? Did you see, you know, is that something that had, you know, just took over, or was it in certain areas? What was the fungus? Because that'll determine if you should move on or not.
It was, oh, heavens, no. It had like a thing on the leaves and scabs, I guess they called it.
Okay. So it had like I believe they call some of those would be like an apple scab.
Right.
Okay. You know, so there's a couple things to do with this. Did you, at the end of the season, the leaves that fell off from there, did you get rid of those, or did you just kind of... Okay. That's
and
a good thing.
I sprayed the ground around there as well.
Okay. So I would continue on with what you have. I wouldn't, you know, throw it away or get rid of it. What I would look to do is just what happens with something that has a fungus or something else. That means the plant isn't as strong. It needs a little something. So, you know, fertilizing it this spring, first thing, with like a tree tone from Espoma to give it something, and that's one where you fertilize at the drip line, so however wide it is. What I'd look to do this spring, or you could even do it, you know, you could do it now, but there's probably snow all over the ground and it'd be hard to get to. But as soon as that snow thaws and you can get to the tree, clean it up. Get rid of some of the dead branches. Get rid of some of the branches that are rubbing on each other, right? When I say rubbing, I mean they're, you know, cross branches. So there might be a little bit to
that in the fall. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing for this spring. So just what I would do is take a look again, see if anything happened during the winter. Because what happens is, say these cross branches are rubbing up against another branch. They open up the pores. They open up the bark for, you know, diseases and pathogens to happen.
I see.
Right? So that's something to look at. What I would suggest doing is... for a fungus like this, for like a scab fungus, stick to one product versus going to three different, right? What happens sometimes is all three might do something a little bit different on there. So I want to make sure, you know, we're looking kind of at the same thing here.
Is there one that you'd recommend, or...
Well, so for fungus, that type of thing, I would be, you know, do you want to go synthetic, or would you rather go organic, or, you know, kind of sky's the limit?
At this point, I'll try anything. I mean, I'll get some of that tree tone.
Yep.
And then for sprays, I don't know what would work best.
What did you use this year? Do you remember?
I don't really.
Okay. That's okay. So
you know, one thing I'd be looking at doing, maybe there's a product by Bonide. It's called Infuse. Okay. It comes in a hose and spray. So you can attach it right to the hose and spray the whole tree down. It is synthetic. It is a synthetic product, but it is, you can use it for apple scab. Right on the label, it'll say apple scab as one of the products that it uses. And so this is what I want you to look at. As soon as the leaves start to form, so not when the buds are there, but when the leaves, you start to see leaves, that's when we're going to start spraying, okay?
I see.
I have to go to a break here, but I want to go over this a little bit more because there's multiple applications to it, so I want you to hang tight with me so we can go over this a little bit because there are a few things that we need to discuss with this. So hang tight for me. Everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Espomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espomer.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hey gardeners, we're not here this week to answer the gardening questions, but we'll be back next week to help you out with everything as always.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jim's in Merrimack Valley, Massachusetts.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning. I guess we're going to talk about exactly what you were just talking about.
Okay.
I've been listening to you and your father since Scituate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I get two 40 by 40 foot vegetable gardens.
Okay.
Every year I put 20 to 40 buckets of seaweed on them. Sometimes I rototill it. Most of the times I rototill it in. I also take some of it, I dry it out, take my leaf blower, turn it around, grind it all up. I'll put a handful of that in with the tomatoes, the potatoes, the pumpkin seeds, the squash seeds. I take another bucket of it and throw it in a 55-gallon drum. Just use rainwater, make a tea, put a sump pump in it, hand water. Every 5 to 10 days, you know, one time the tomatoes, one time the potatoes, rotate it around. My soil samples, I get two of them out of UMass, are just off the charts. I mean, and of course, I can't find them this morning. And my magnesium, for instance, is over 1,000. Everything else is 2 or 3 times normal, what it's supposed to be. My pH runs around 7.4, 7.5. I mean, do I keep doing the seaweed? Do I take a season off? Do
well,
I spread stuff on it?
So I think you continue to do what you've been doing, but the key element that you just told me was the magnesium. Magnesium, to me, is it's magnesium and boron, but magnesium more often than not, nobody really looks at or pays attention to. We look at nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium and say, well, I have tons of it. What do I do? But the idea is with magnesium, magnesium creates a barrier in the soil. Now, think of it as if we're using it on the lawn, a crabgrass preventer. Right? We put a crabgrass preventer down and it creates a barrier, doesn't allow the crabgrass to grow.
What magnesium does is magnesium puts a barrier on the ground in the soil, doesn't allow the nutrients to move and go where they need to go. So we need to get rid of some of the magnesium. And by doing that, it allows the other elements to really be released. So the way to do that would be to look at a sulfur-based product. So Natural Alternative has that product, sulfur. If you don't want to go to the website or any of those, you can go to a local garden center and get Love Your Soil by Jonathan Green. So what that does is it's basically like a super gypsum, a fast-acting gypsum, and it breaks down the nutrients in there, releasing them into the soil. So that magnesium, it's breaking the magnesium barrier down, allowing those other elements that are off the charts to be released and go to where they need to go, so that when you're fertilizing, the fertilizer goes to the plant readily versus just getting stored up. And so what you're going to want to do is use this product at double the rate, not the regular rate, because the regular rate is just trying to keep it balanced. So you'll double it. And usually it's about 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you have 240 by 40 beds, you said? So from there, so it's, each one is about 1,600 square feet. So we're looking at about 18 pounds for each bed. So 18 pounds, which is the reason why it's easier, is because a bag of Love Your Soil comes in an 18-pound bag, and then I believe it's like a 30 or 40-pound bag, or 5,000 and 15,000. So you're almost looking to use almost a full bag each time, and we'll do it three times throughout the season in six-week intervals. So once the ground thaws and is ready to receive fertilizers, maybe around the end of March, you'll put it down the first time. Then you'll do it 6 weeks later and 6 weeks after that. Once that's done, 18 weeks later, you'll do another soil sample to then be able to say, I've done what I need to do, or I need to do a little bit more. So there's a bunch more we can discuss. If you want to hang tight during the break,
okay,
we can kind of go over it and kind of go back and forth a little bit. So hang tight with me.
Please.
When we get back on the other side of the break, we'll get some answers for you. Everyone else, give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
My game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.